Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, July 5th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. European Parliament approved the Digital Markets Act and Digital Services Act. The DMA includes new competition rules for so-called gatekeeping tech platforms to ensure fair and open markets. Fines for DMA breaches can reach 10% of annual turnover for first offenses. The DSA applies to both large and small services, setting rules for handling illegal content and products. Fines under the DSA can reach 6% of annual turnover. Both laws are expected to be fully adopted by the fall and will start enforcement in 2023. The EU will boost staffing levels through 2024 to ramp up enforcement. A group of Chinese tech companies, including Tencent, Baidu, JD.com, and Ant Group, published a self-discipline initiative regarding the digital collectible and NFT industry. This initiative promises to perform identity verification on users, adhere to China's cryptocurrency ban, and not create speculative secondary markets for digital collectibles. The document is not legally binding and says it does not represent the government's stance. The Chinese automaker BYD surpassed Tesla as the world's largest electric vehicle maker in the first half of 2022. BYD sold 641,000 EVs compared to Tesla's 564,000. Part of this is a result of strict COVID lockdowns impacting Tesla's China production, which saw deliveries drop 18% in Q1 as a result. A new report from Synergy Research Group found that Microsoft, Amazon, and Google accounted for 65% in global cloud service spending in Q1, up from 52% of global sales in 2018. Analysts expect this percentage to grow, as the three will be able to continue to achieve greater economies of scale and differentiate performance with custom chips. Part of the spend may come from FedEx, which announced it will close all data centers and mainframes as it fully transitions to the cloud by 2024. The company is a known Microsoft Azure and Oracle Cloud customer. It estimates the move will save $400 million a year. The Financial Times reports that TikTok abandoned plans to expand its live e-commerce TikTok Shop to the US and EU after its UK launch reportedly fails to reach sales targets and influencers dropped out of the program. TikTok also launched it in Indonesia last year and recently rolled out TikTok Shop to Thailand, Malaysia, and Vietnam. FIFA confirmed it will use semi-automated offside technology at the World Cup, claiming it will have time needed to make positional offsides decisions. Referees will still make on-field calls and have the final call. The system will replace reviewing TV footage with a 3D map created using 12 cameras and sensors within the ball itself. Xiaomi announced the 12S Ultra, mostly packing typical flagship smartphone specs, but the first phone to use Sony's 50-megapixel 1-inch IMX989 sensor with a camera system co-developed with Leica. It also is the first Android phone to support recording and playback of Dolby Vision HDR video at 4K up to 60 frames per second. Pricing starts at 5,999 yuan, that's about $900, available for pre-order in China now, shipping July 6th. Xiaomi also announced the Mi Band 7 Pro wearable, offering a 1.64-inch always-on AMOLED display, GPS, and up to 12 days of battery life, as well as blood oxygen, sleep, and heart rate sensors. It can track 117 sports modes and includes 180 watch faces. It's on sale in China now for 399 yuan, or about $60. Tech in Asia passes on a report from Nikkei that Xiaomi invested in smartphone production in Vietnam. These phones will cater to local demand as well as exports to Malaysia and Thailand. To date, the company manufactured phones in China and India. Asus announced the ROG Sentra True Wireless Pro earbuds. The buds have active noise cancellation and Qualcomm Snapdragon sound platform with aptX lossless support when connected over Bluetooth, with latency of just 45 milliseconds. The buds also come with a USB-C cable to turn them into wired buds, adding an ESS 9280 quad DAC for better sound quality without any lag. No word on price, but Asus expects a September or October release date. According to analyst Ross Young of Display Supply Chain Consultants, Apple will offer a roughly 50mm screen on the upcoming Apple Watch Series 8. Ross has previously suggested Apple would offer three sizes for Apple Watch displays this generation, although it's unclear if smaller sizes will remain 41 and 45 millimeters. The latest release of Chrome for Windows patched a high-severity zero-day vulnerability being exploited in the wild, the fourth Chrome zero-day patch this year. The update fixes a heap-based buffer overflow weakness in Chrome's WebRTC components reported by Avast Threat Intelligence on July 1st, although no other details were released by Google. And finally, Microsoft detailed a new Outlook Lite app for Android in its Microsoft 365 roadmap. The app will be available globally sometime in July 2022, offering a smaller app size with fast performance for low-end devices. Documentation suggests the app will only support Outlook, Hotmail, Live, and MSN accounts, so no work or school accounts. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.